The last couple of days, my guests here at KFGO have brought me things, and I'm kind of liking it. Yesterday, it was Clay Jenkinson with his cowboy salt shaker holder, and David Borlaug with a little gift pack from the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center.
Is David Borlaug Clay Jenkinson's agent? Just his publicist?
Lackey? No. Oh. it's a joke. David's guest hosting the show on Friday, so it's just a joke.
What do you got there, a jar of?
Yeah, Charlene Nelson from Empower the Taxpayer brought me in some tomatillo jelly.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh?
What do you put that on? Tomatillo.
Jack Sunday's always talking about his tomatillos. It's like a green tomato-like vegetable.
Is it hot?
No, see, everybody thinks that because it's tomatillo, they think it sounds spicy, but no, it tastes more like a tomato. Oh. A tomato for some people.
Is that kind of payola?
No.
Have you read the company manual about that kind of stuff?
No. Sure hope they're listening in Wausau right now. Wausau? Wausau? That didn't come out right. I sure hope they're listening in Wausau right now, Jerky.
Well, I've read the manual.
I wonder if Esther is listening.
Cover to cover.
You have not. So anyway, thank you to Charlene for giving me some tomatillo jelly.
That's nice. It
is nice.
You'll share, I'm sure.
You shared your hams.
I did.
If you want the way to my heart, you'll bring me tomatillo jelly and a ham.
Yeah, that was a gift too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, payola boy. Speaking of...
That doesn't qualify, though.
No, it's... No. 4 o'clock, four-pack, Mike McFeely Show, brought to you by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. How should we do... Pinto, I had so much production work today to do that I didn't come up with a contest again. How should we do the contest today?
You need to plan ahead for this.
Plan ahead? What fun is that?
You do it every day.
What fun is planning ahead? It's live radio, brother.
If a text messenger can text in and tell us the name of the song that opened
spell Tomatillo correctly.
That's too hard.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
The song that opened the segment, right?
Okay.
Yes.
First person to text in the name of the song. That
name
the
artist. And artist.
And artist.
Name and artist?
Yeah.
Well, that's harder than spelling Tomatillo.
Spell Tomatillo right now.
If
go.
The first person to either spell Tomatillo correctly or give the name of the song and the artist wins the Extreme Pizza Kitchen pizza, text it to 35270. Thank you very much to Extreme Pizza Kitchen for sponsoring the 4 o'clock 4-pack. The winner every day will win a large pizza, a 4-pack, 4-item, with a $17.99 value.
Your tomatillo is crafted for quality and sealed for freshness.
That's what it says on the top of every ball jar.
Oh, okay.
Number four on the 4-pack, Jerky. This might be why that song played at the top of the 4-pack. What do you have there?
Look at that.
You've bought a Mega Millions.
I got four chances.
The Mega Millions jackpot.
I didn't do the quick play where it would double it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to be greedy.
Cheap. The jackpot is expected to be $600 million or higher by this Tuesday evening. Are they going to do the drawing tonight for the Mega Millions jackpot?
Yep, they are. This is... it's getting into uncharted territory. I think there was a Mega Millions, it was about a year ago, a little less. March of 2012, there was a $656 million pot. So this is right up there.
This is a large pot.
It is. It is. Cash option, I've been doing some calculating. Roughly.
Reading the wire?
$341 million before taxes.
$341 million?
That at the 586, which was an earlier number, but
sure.
it's now sort of 636. So, I guess my chances are as good as anybody's. I think finding a diamond ring at the bottom of Lake Lizzie is probably more likely.
Much more likely. How about seeing a plane crash on Lake Lizzie within your first 4 weeks of working at KFGO?
That happened to you.
It did happen to me,
yes.
Yeah,
it did. Your old newsman hat on.
I did have it on. So Mega Millions, it's tonight. What time do they do it? Like 10 o'clock or something?
I think it's 9 central, but I'll be watching the website.
Is this a 50-state thing? Is it available everywhere within
this
our listenership?
This is North Dakota, Minnesota. I think South Dakota, has Mega Millions. 43 states, D.C., and the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Oh.
So it's a lot of tickets being sold. It's busy around town. Did you buy any tickets?
No, I don't play the lottery.
You don't
Unless
play.
It's the Power. I play the Powerball for some reason.
They're $2 now. These are only a dollar.
This is only a buck?
These are a dollar. Powerball is going up to two.
And I could parlay that $1 into $625 million or $341 after the cash buyout.
$700 million.
That's a pretty good bet. It is. Pretty good bet. Well, not a good bet.
So I got my four here, and I will share. You and Daniel, you can rest assured that if I would take care of you.
Will you buy me a lifetime supply of hams?
Yes, I would.
Thank you.
I might buy it. Where do they brew it? Shells?
I don't know who they make. It used to be Hams Brewing.
I know, but that's
long gone. Yeah. The Bears long gone.
Yes, I would.
Hams.
If that's all you want.
That's What do you? If that's all I want?
That's what you said. That's what you asked for.
What if I live to be 85?
That's what you asked for.
That's a heck of a lot of hams.
Hams.
I'll buy you as much hams as you can drink.
Don't say that.
No, I will. I'll
drink myself silly on a lifetime supply of hams. I might quit working if I don't have to buy hams anymore. I might just...
Putting this ticket away before it falls in the wrong hands.
It's already in the wrong hands. Now it's going in the wrong pocket. Did you see the picture in the front page of the newspaper the other day, by the way? Speaking of hands in the wrong pocket.
Excuse me?
What? There was a... You gotta check this out.
I will.
There was a photo of the new head coach of North Dakota State in what we call a file photo in the business.
Yeah.
Chris Klieman. He was at practice, and in the background, there is a Bison player with his hand somewhere.
His pocket.
Sure, that's what you want to call it. Yeah. I don't know any pockets that go on the front of my pants.
I missed it.
But yes, it's there. It is. Pinto's showing it to you right there.
Let me see. I saw the photo, I think, but I.
Oh, well, it's too far. See his hand?
Well, I can see it.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Well, my old buddies over there like Rob Beer and Hayden Gothy, they need to better look in the background of photos from now on. And Kolpak's got to stop being such a prima donna and start helping on the desk a little bit. That wouldn't happen.
It's a good one. That could show up on Letterman or Leno or whoever.
One of them.
Shows those.
There's
things.
Lots of jokes out there on the Facebook.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw some.
Yeah, there is. Number three on our list, Jurgi, one of these websites, you know those websites. What's this one called? Something about...
.com something.
Something.com. Theworldofsports.com. Make up all these lists. It's all these guys that are writing about sports. They put together the list of what they think are the worst NFL announcing crews. They literally, or they, being one person with no life, sat down and watched two NFL games apiece of all of the announcers over a period of this season.
This season only. Doesn't
go way back. And they put down and said, you know, oh, that he... uses too many cliches. He talks about himself too much.
There's a lot of that. A
lot of that going on.
There is.
Every team puts their pants on one leg at a time.
Obviously.
The worst, well, no, they could jump into their pants.
No, they always, they say that word a lot.
So do I.
Well,
so back off.
I've been trying to break you that habit.
You've helped me. Clearly, you've helped me a lot on that, obviously. The worst crew that they determined, that they being, again, one person, was Chris Myers and Tim Ryan.
Fox.
They're Fox guys, right?
They get assigned some Viking games. I don't think they're that bad. Chris Myers does a lot of NASCAR for Fox.
The worst primetime crew, Mike Tirico and John Gruden.
I might agree with that.
John Gruden, they said, again, they being one person, said...
Committee of one.
Committee of one. Said that Gruden just says a bunch of nonsensical things that have no bearing on the game whatsoever, and so... That's
I might agree.
I
with
kind
that.
Of agree with
I
that.
I think he's rough and tumble and he's gruff, and he knows the game.
He does know the game.
He knows the game, but yeah.
The worst commentator,
maybe.
Dan Dierdorf.
Didn't he just? I think he just.
He's
retired.
Going to retire.
Yes.
End of the season. He's going to retire.
And he was on Monday Night Football.
He was.
One time.
Yes.
Dan Dierdorf.
I don't think Dan Dierdorf is very good.
With the St. Louis. Who did he play with?
Used to be the St. Louis Cardinals. Back
St.
In
Louis
the day.
Cardinals. Yeah.
The least bad crew, or the what they call the. You know, the best crew.
According to this one person.
Would be Dick Stockton and Rondé Barber.
They're the best?
Or least bad. Dick Stockton and Rondé Barber. I don't recall them.
Dick Stockton's
been around for 100 years.
Yeah, he has.
Rondé Barber's a former defensive back for the Giants.
I don't recall him doing any games.
I don't
Barber,
either.
I guess it's
I miss Pat
opinion.
Summerall. I miss Pat Summerall and John Madden and the growly voice.
Well, back in the 70s, Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire That was hard to beat. That was hard to beat.
I drank some hams. I think Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire drank some hams.
I think
back
they were
the
a couple of levels from that. Pat did. We know that.
Well, that's true. Number two on our list, Jurgi. Finally, the day I've been waiting for.
Is this it?
It's it. Anchorman 2.
Is it coming out today?
It's coming out today. Tonight, I think, officially. Anchorman 2, Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, Steve Carell. It's coming out. The wacky news crew from San Diego is moving to New York to start a news magazine.
Got a lot of hype. Good couple of months worth of hype. Scott Sorum of our KFGO staff does some movie reviews. He was researching, and before he was on with Jack and Sandy today, I asked him what kind of reviews it was getting. He found some that I said they were okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
7 of 10 stars, and oftentimes these remakes just... And Anchorman, if you think about Anchorman, the original, it really didn't do all that well, I don't think, in the box office.
No, it didn't. It's been more of a DVD cult favorite kind of thing.
So good luck to him. He's really been working it hard. He's been on all the talk shows, morning, noon, night, Bismarck. I wouldn't be surprised if you, depending on the success of the movie, you could probably get him on this show.
Really?
Maybe.
I'd do that. Although I'd be a little afraid because somebody asked Will Ferrell what it was like going on all these local news shows like you did out in Bismarck and having the anchors try to play along and be funny and everything else. And Will Ferrell said it was terrible. It was awful. But I did it because the studio asked me to do it because they're paying me whatever money they're paying them to do the movie. Sure. But he said it was awful.
I'll wait till the crowds subside a little bit.
Next Thursday?
I'll wait a little longer.
Number one, our guy J-Bo.
Sergeant Jesse Grabo.
Sergeant Jesse Grabo, Minnesota State Trooper.
He's okay.
He's okay, but apparently he was... Or his squad car, is that they call it? His patrol car was clipped.
He drives an
today,
SUV.
He does?
Yes, he does. He covers a wide territory. He's not only a state patrol sergeant, but he's a public information officer for the Detroit Lakes District, Thief River Falls District, and St. Cloud. He covers a lot of territory.
Whoa, he does.
So he does media in Thief River, this market, and in the St. Cloud market. He was in his squad near Melrose today, had responded to a crash, was on the left shoulder, and the vehicle had hit the median, and somebody came up behind him he says 70 plus, and he says he's very lucky, and he is. The last message I said, how's the squad? That was at 3:42. I haven't heard back from him, but he's okay. He got checked out, at that speed.
70 miles an hour. That's fast.
At least. Yeah. And he was parked. He was in the vehicle and bam. So, but he, solid as Sears, he said.
Solid as Sears?
That's what he said.
Was it 1958 or what? Solid as Montgomery Ward.
He's okay.
Solid as Gimbals.
He's okay. So we're glad of that. He does a lot for KFGO and the media in general in this part of the country. And, he's always available to you and Jack and Sandy and Joel, and does the monthly thing, Trooper Talk, on News and Views. His column is on KFGO.com. And, in fact, all the Midwest Communications Minnesota station websites, his Ask a Trooper. And I think it's in some other smaller papers around the region. So people are familiar with Sergeant Grabo. We're just glad he's okay.
You ever changed a tire on the side of the freeway?
I have. It's been a long time.
I've done it once. Scariest thing I've ever done in my life, without question.
I think, in fact, I did help my son do that a year or so ago by Fergus on the interstate. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh.
And sometimes cars, trucks, they don't really pull over to the left lane.
Oh, going 75 to 80 miles an hour, you have an 18-wheeler go by you when you're changing a tire.
Blow you right off the road. Oh. So, I didn't tell you I broke into a vehicle today.
Huh?
Oh. Yeah.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I was in the garage this morning.
Okay.
I locked the keys in my wife's car. I put something in there for her, and the back door wasn't locked, so I reached in to hit the opener, and instead of unlocking the doors, I locked them.
You hit the closer.
So, we're going to call AAA. Didn't. I said, no, I'll get it open. I'll get it open. And she took off in another car and came back, and by golly, about a half hour later, coat hanger got in.
Really? So. You could turn that into a news story. You could break into a car and get away with it.
I did. But it was mine.
Did you have like one of those GoPro cameras on your head to show how easy it is?
I didn't. No, I didn't. And this is your earring here.
No, it's not.
Been in the studio the last couple of days.
Thank you, Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director, who joins me every day on the 4 o'clock 4-pack, sponsored by Extreme Pizza Kitchen. We